The World Health Organization has decided that the virus, formerly known as monkeypox, will now be designated Mpox. However one refers to it, the virus spread globally earlier this year, bringing fears of another pandemic. Many Western countries fought off the outbreak with treatments and vaccines. But in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, the virus remains endemic, and frontline workers there are trying to prevent it from once again going global. Special correspondent Benedict Moran and video journalist Jorgen Samso sent us this report from the DRC's capital, Kinshasa.
In May, monkeypox spread across the globe, eventually reaching at least 75 countries, including to Europe and the U.S. Today, after widespread use of antiviral medicine and a preventative vaccine, global reported case numbers are dramatically down. But here in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the virus remains a threat. In this clinic on the outskirts of Kinshasa, three young children are suspected of being infected. One of them is 2-year-old Kitengi de Michel. She has a fever and is vomiting. Painful sores cover her body. Dr. Trésor Guilefoy is treating her.
Les enfants nous ont revenus ici.
The children showed up here with complaints of fever, vomiting, and rashes. We checked up on them, but already with symptoms like these, we suspect it's monkeypox.
Here, far from Western capitals, there are no antivirals and no preventative vaccines available to patients.
The only thing we can do is treat the fever and the skin rash. As for the rest, we need help from more specialized doctors to know what to do in order to better help these kids.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo is the country most affected by monkeypox, and it has continually reported cases over the past 5 decades. For the past few years, it has seen a surge in cases.
Despite this surge, the country actually has few tools at its disposal to fight the virus. Teclavirimat, an antiviral used widely as a treatment, is authorized for use in the European Union and in the U.S., but not in the Congo or anywhere in Africa. And not a single dose of the smallpox vaccine, proven to be effective against monkeypox, is available on the African continent. It's a phenomenon some are calling medical racism.
There's no profit in it. And that's where racism comes in.
Dr. Boguma Titanji is an assistant professor of medicine at Emory University.
That's where disenfranchisement of people who are poor, who do not necessarily have a loud voice to actually advocate for these things, comes in. There's a certain aspect of people still being very much stuck in the mindset of what is in it for me, as in why do we need to invest in malaria, in TB, in HIV, in monkeypox, if it's happening on the other side of the planet.
Dr. Nicole Huff spends much of her professional life encouraging the world to care, even if here is the other side of the planet.
Been in Kole, the Sankuru district.
Huff is an American researcher at UCLA and has been studying monkeypox in the DRC for more than a decade.
North Kivu. So really we're seeing cases kind of all over the country at the moment. Recently, the largest outbreak that we've seen has been in Tunda, which is the Maniema province. But then we've also seen a number of cases up north, closer to Kisangani and up in this area.
Because monkeypox almost never caused an infection outside of Africa, it usually remained a distant threat. That meant no money for research.
There's been almost no funding, especially in DRC, for monkeypox. The cases of monkeypox have really stemmed from here. And so I think to really understand what's going on with transmission, what's going on with the virus, what's going on with mutations, what's going on possibly for the future of monkeypox, really, this is your base.
After years of neglect, Western donors are now trying to play catch-up. A new $3 million research project, funded in part by the U.S. Department of Defense, hopes to improve virus surveillance. That starts here at Congo's National Laboratory. It's the only lab in the country that tests for monkeypox. But samples sometimes take weeks to arrive here. Congo is the size of Western Europe, with poor infrastructure. By the time results are in, patients have either recovered or in about 10% of cases have died. Dr. Thierry Kalonji is the assistant director of the National Institute for Biomedical Research in Kinshasa.
Parce qu'au moment où nous parlons, les délais entre
the delay between the start of symptoms and when we receive a lab sample is averaging 21 days. I'm talking about 3 weeks, and the disease itself usually lasts from 4 to 5 weeks.
By improving surveillance here, donors hope to stop the virus in its tracks and prevent it from once again going global. Peter Fonjungo is the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the DRC.
By building these systems, we believe containing them here it's the best strategy of preventing propagation and transmission onward. Containing an epidemic here is the best way of preventing spread regionally as well as internationally.
But the DRC still won't have widespread access to the antiviral or to the vaccine. Kitengi de Michel and the two other children are back at their orphanage. Their symptoms have slightly improved. Because of the months-long delay at the national laboratory, doctors still didn't know if it was monkeypox or something more common, like the measles.
You see, it's an orphanage, right? Where the virus came from, no one knows. Who they contracted it from, no one knows. We have to take charge of this situation so that it cannot spread any further.
With so many questions unanswered, taking charge of this situation and preventing the virus from spreading may remain a difficult task. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Benedict Moran in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of the Congo.